Greg Chandler with you back here at the Civic Center. Get ready for the second half of this ballgame. Holland Christian will have the basketball to start the second half, and they've got work to do. They trail Holland High 33-19. The five starters that started the game for both teams, all out there right now. The Maroons will work left to right across your radio dial. Kyle Steginga will inbound it to Nick Hill. The rest of the Maroon lineup is Nathan Walter, Sam Vanderslice, and Jared Dykstra. For Holland High, it's Dante Hawkins, Anders Nordheist, Tyler Johns, Kyle Bartholomew, and Aiden McCollum. Walters with it. Over to Steginga. Kyle with it on the right side, working on Nordheist, spinning. Nordheist won't let him get by him. Steginga with a turnaround jumper. No good. Put back by Vanderslice. And Bartholomew tipped it, but it still went in. Steginga with the basket. 33-21 Holland, just underway second half. McCullough with it, right side for the Ducks. Spinning, right side, 10-footer, no good. Rebound battle for, and Dykstra clears it for the Maroons. Ahead to Hill. Hill under the front court, caught off by Hawkins. Bound pass down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice spins on Bartholomew, puts it up and in. Vanderslice with a nice move down on the baseline, puts it in, and the Maroons have scored the first 4 points of this third quarter. They've cut the Holland lead to 10. Hawkins with it. Crossover dribble. Step back. Three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Dykstra for the Maroons. Here comes Nick Hill with it for Holland Christian. Outside to Steginga. Hawkins knocked it away, but Hill retrieves it. Hill over to Dykstra. Dykstra to Walters. Walters in the corner to Dykstra. Down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice working on Bartholomew left of the lane. Spins on him. Bartholomew won't let him get a shot away. Walters has it now, top of the circle, over to Steginga. Steginga, he'll try a three over Nordheist. Off the back of the iron, no good. Vanderslice with the rebound, but McCollum took it away. Here comes Hawkins with the Ducks. Pass ahead to Johns. Johns breaks it on the right side, puts it up, no good. Contact, no whistle. Paul Chapman wanted a foul, he didn't get it. Here's Hill with it, four of the Maroons. Over to Walters. Walters drives on McAuliffe. Walters, 8-footer, rims out, no good. Bartholomew with the rebound for the Dutch. Here's Hawkins with it. Hawkins into the front court. Hawkins down the lane, puts it up and in. Hawkins drove around Vanderslice and put it in. He has 17. Holland 35, Holland Christian 23. Walters working on McAuliffe. On the dribble. Over to Hill. Hill way outside on the right. Now to Dykstra. Dykstra does a good job of faking. Johns out. Puts up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound underneath by Walters. Walters shot. He put it up over Bartholomew and he put it in. Nathan Walters had to arch that shot to get it over the 6'10 Bartholomew. 35-25 the Dutch. Bartholomew right high post. He has Vanderslice all over. Bartholomew has to leave it outside for Nordheist. And Nordheist will back it out. Walters doing a good job of denying Dante Hawkins the basketball. Johns with it. Johns will hand it off to Nordheist. Nordheist top of the circle. Over to Johns. Johns on the left side. Tyler on the dribble. He gives up his dribble. Has to leave him for McCollum. And Paul Chapman wants rotation. Nordheist to Johns between the rings. Hawkins finally has it. Now as he was able to shake free from Walters. 4:40 to go in the third. The Dutch lead by 10. Bartholomew sums to set a screen for Hawkins. Dante launches a three and it's through. 20 for Hawkins. That's a season average. Holland 38, Holland Christian 25. 4:25 to go in the third. Dykstra down low to Vanderslice. He's doubled. Vanderslice working on Bartholomew. Gets him up in the air and Bartholomew commits the foul. That's number three. Good up fake by Sam Vanderslice that time and he'll go to the line. .420 to play. Trent Ramos and Demetrius Lake wait at the scorer's table. The Dutch are going to go to their small lineup here as Paul Chapman will lift Bartholomew with his third foul. Vanderslice makes the first. That's 7 for Sam. One more for Vanderslice. Sam fires, missed it off the back, and they're going to get Steginga going over the back of Tyler Johns. Johns in inside position. Steginga climbed his back and tried to bat the ball back to one of his teammates, but got whistled.
38-26, Highland High, 4:15 to go in the third.
Hawkins with it, over to Ramos. Now to John's right side. John dribbles right to left around the perimeter, now leaves it outside for Hawkins. Hawkins, over to Lake left corner. Demetrius for a three. Got it! Demetrius Lake, who just was playing on the junior varsity 2 weeks ago, has 9 off the bench for the Dutch. And that's their biggest lead, 41-26. Vanderslice has it right in the lane against John. Tries to back him down. Puts up a right hook. Puts it in, and he draws the foul on John. Vanderslice used his height advantage and drew the foul on Johns as he put in the right-handed hook shot. Now, Vanderslice continues to get better and better all the time. Vanderslice completes the three-point play. He has 10. 41-29, the Dutch. 3:40 to go in the third. Lake with it in the front court for the Dutch. Over to Johns. Now to McAuliffe. Aiden's been quiet so far tonight. McAuliffe outside to Lake. Lake will try another three. This one's no good off the back. Rebound Vanderslice. Vanderslice has the ball knocked away, and we're going to get a reach in on Hawkins. Good call there. Hawkins thought he could pick the pocket of Vanderslice. He got a piece of the wrist. That's number three on Dante. So Hawkins has three, and Bartholomew has three for the Dutch. Hawkins stays in the ball game, though. Paul Chapman will keep him in the ball game. Pressure put on by the Dutch. Steginga ahead to Walters as the Maroons beat the press. Steginga dishes off left side. Hill will try a three from the left side. Yes! Nick Hill, his first basket of the day, and that's a triple. And the Maroons on a 7-0 run. 41-32, Holland. 3 minutes to play in the third. Hawkins drives on Walters. Over to McAuliffe. McAuliffe on the left side. Now to Lake. Demetrius has it on the right side. Loses the basketball. Gets it back. Back outside to Hawkins. Hawkins way outside on the left. He'll dribble with the basketball near half court. Dykstra follows him. Hawkins continues to maintain this dribble. 2:40 to go in the third. Now Dykstra comes to challenge, and we're going to get a reaching call on Dykstra. As Hawkins tried to drive right around him. That's three on Dykstra, I believe. Max Weirda and Justin Dykecraft return for Coach Meor. Dutch will inbound across the way from us. Lake will trigger. 2:38 to go in the third. Howland was up 15 a moment ago. The Maroons have cut the lead to 9. Hawkins with it, working across the timeline. Hawkins way outside on the right. Rommel sets a screen for him. Hawkins dribbles it off the foot. Dykstra's got a steal. He's got Steginga ahead of him. Look out below. Steginga with a two-handed stuff. And the Maroon faithful on their feet. And Paul Chapman wants time. It'll be a 30. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of accommodations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. It's Highland 41, Highland Christian 34. The Maroons have reeled off 8 straight. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And Dante is 4-for-4 from the line tonight. The Dutch have not missed a free throw yet tonight. First free throw for Hawkins, and got it. Hill back in for the Maroons, 21 for Hawkins, 42-34. The Dutch lead by 8, 1:56 to go in the third. Second one for Hawkins, he got it. He's 6-for-6 tonight. 43-34, pressure put on by the Dutch. Hill being pressured by McCollum. Weirda gets it across the timeline, gets rid of it to Hill in the front court. Ball taken away by Hawkins, and we're going to get a reach in. Actually, that was Lake with a steal, and Nick Hill put his arms around Lake to prevent what would have been an easy layup. Foul on Hill, his third. So Hill and Dykstra each have 3 for the Maroons. Hawkins and Bartholomew have 3 for the Dutch. And Hawkins has the basketball. Dutch by 9 and with it. Hawkins gets a screen from Johns right of the lane.
Hawkins on the dribble. Comes back toward the top of the circle. Hawkins, bounce pass to Ramos. Trent puts it in off the window. Hawkins with the assist. Hawkins broke down the Maroons defense with his dribble penetration and made a nice dish to Ramos. 45-34. Hill into the front court to Steginga. Now to Weir to left corner. Toward the Sage end. Back outside Steginga. Steginga working on Ramos. Gets a screen from Dykegraff. Steginga being picked up by Johns. Now Steginga drives to the basket against McCullough. Puts it up and in. And he draws the foul. That's going to be on Aiden McAuliffe. And Steginga will have a three-point play opportunity. Walters will come back in for Holland Christian, and Dykstra will sit. 1:03 left to go in the third. Steginga with a three-point play opportunity. Free throw on the way by Kyle is good. That's 13 for him. 45-37. Lake in the front court for the Dutch, working on Weir. Gets a screen from Johns. Lake maintains his dribble, comes to the top of the circle. Pull-up jumper from 17. He got it! 11 for Demetrius Lake off the bench. 47-34 Holland. 40 seconds to go in the third. Dykegraff with it, spinning on Johns. To the hole, off the window, and will count it. He drew the foul! So the Maroons already attacked the basket now. Foul will be on Johns. That's two on Tyler. Vanderslice will come in for Steginga with 37 seconds to go in the third. Dykegraff can cut the lead to 7 with this free throw. Dykegraff with 4 points tonight. He had 15 last night against Hamilton. And Justin completes the three-point play. Holland 47, Holland Christian 40, 35 seconds to go in the third. Hawkins will bring it up slowly. The Dutch will probably play for one. Hawkins dribbling just past half court. Walters creeps up on him ever so slightly, down to 20. Hawkins comes forward, now backs out, down to 15. Hawkins maintains his dribble, down to 10. Hawkins will try to drive the lane. Hawkins to the basket. Up and under. No good. Rebound Holland Christian. Maroon still have 5 seconds. Long pass ahead to Walters. Walters to beat the clock. No good off the back of the iron from 15 feet away. Maroon's had an opportunity to pull closer, but Walters not able to hit the off-balance shot. 3 quarters of the books here at the Civic Center. It's Holland 47, Holland Christian 40. Back after this 60-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action underway here at the Civic Center. It's Holland 47, Holland Christian 40. The Dutch have the basketball. Dante Hawkins, who has 22 points, has the basketball on the right side. Hawkins drives toward the baseline. He's cut off by Vanderslice. Back outside to Trent Ramos. Now to Demetrius Lake, who has come up big off the bench tonight with 11 points. Lake over to McCollum. He wants Bartholomew. Can't get it to him. McCollum will drive in the lane. Puts up an 8-footer. No good, but he was fouled. And the foul occurred before the shot. It's going to be on Hill, and Hill, Kyle Steginga has to push Hill away from him. Foul on Hill is his fourth. Five team fouls on Holland Christian, 5 on the Dutch. Holland inbound, baseline left. Hawkins gets it into McAuliffe. Aiden puts it on the floor, back outside to Lake. Lake drives on Weirda, now pulls back outside toward half court. Weirda, Ramos, now McAuliffe with it. McAuliffe back outside to Hawkins. Hawkins gets a screen from Ramos. Hawkins matched up against Steginga right now. Back outside to Lake. Lake between his legs. Lake to Bartholomew. Back outside to Lake. And Lake will try and hand it off to Hawkins. Walters almost took it away. Here's Hawkins driving to the basket. Shot blocked by Vanderslice. The Dutch want a foul. They're not going to get it. Here's Walters. He loses the basketball. Here's Hawkins with a breakaway. Hawkins dishes off to Lake. Lake off the window. Missed it. And Steginga did a good job of forcing a missed shot by Lake. And Demetrius Lake puts his head inside his jersey. He can't believe he missed the shot. We have a foul that goes against the Dutch, apparently. Oh, jump ball. Richard Nagelker correctly pointed out, jump ball. And the possession arrow favored the Maroons. 6:52 to go in regulation. Holland up by 7. The Maroons with the basketball. Huerta comes to work against Hawkins. In the corner, Jared Dykstra, who's back in the ball game. Right of the lane is Stegging. Got Stegging working down low. Turnaround fadeaway by Kyle. No good. Vanderslice can't handle the rebound. He loses it out of bounds. Good defense by Trent Ramos that time by the Dutch. Inbounds. Comes to Dante Hawkins. 6:30 left. Hawkins walks it slowly into the front court and comes, dribbles toward the scorer's table. Walters is on him. Hawkins drives left side. Pull-up jumper from 12. No good. Long rebound chase. And Lake chases it down for the Dutch. Holland will reset. Lake will work the point against Huerta. Over to Ramos. Trent dribbling left to right around the perimeter as they do the weave. Now McAuliffe has it. McAuliffe drives left of the lane. Over to Hawkins. Hawkins back outside Ramos. Trent will try a three from the right side. No good. Second with the rebound. Long pass ahead to Dykstra. Dykstra drives left side. Puts it up. He missed it. Lake has the board. Here come the Dutch. Lake pushing it into the front court. Lake up and under. No good, buddy. He draws the foul. Lake split the defense that time, and both Max Weir and Kyle Stegging are saying, you got to be kidding. I was talking to somebody in a local restaurant a couple of weeks ago, and they said, keep your eye on young Demetrius Lake. He's going to be a part of the Dutch varsity before very long. This is my first time seeing him, and he has excelled off the bench tonight. First free throw is good for number 31. Lake with a dozen off the bench. So the Dutch have gotten 34 points from their two-point guards, Hawkins and Lake, tonight. And we had a whistle.
The foul was on number 4, Max Huerta, his second, 6.
There was a foul on the free throw, actually. Lake with one more free throw here with 5:48 left. 48-40 Holland. Free throw by Lake is no good off the back. That's the first miss for the Dutch tonight. Steginga has the rebound. Steginga will dribble into the front court. He'll hand it off to Max Huerta. Huerta out near half court. Hawkins is on him. Huerta over to Walters on the left side. Nathan Walters working on Anders Nordheis. Walters will launch a three, no good off the back of the iron. Stegginga with the rebound. Stegginga will dribble on the left side. He knocks Ramos down, puts it up. Will it count? I don't think they'll give it to him. The foul's on Ramos. They called it a block. Foul on Ramos, his second. 16 fouls either way, so the next foul on either team is a bonus situation. Maroons will inbound at the stage end. Inbounds comes to Steginga. Outside to Huerta. Back to Walters down low. Steginga left of the lane. Passes to a cutting Sam Vanderslice. Vanderslice puts it up and in, and he drew the foul as he got flattened. I think this is going to go on Bartholomew. It does. That's 4 on Kyle. So Bartholomew just picked up number 4. Vanderslice with a 3-point play opportunity. He finishes it. He has 13, and Holland Christian has cut what was a 15-point deficit down to 5. Tyler Johns and Aiden McCullough back in for the Dutch as Lake and Bartholomew will sit. Dykraft will come in for Vanderslice for the Maroons. Dutch will have the ball, and therefore they'll be facing Holland Christian pressure this time. It was 41-26 earlier in the second half, and now we got a... The official comes over to talk to Tyler Johns. Apparently something has either been said or maybe... Johns and Walters come over and have a confab with the official, and the official says, now, gentlemen, let's play nice. And Nathan Walters has his hands up in the air and said, wait a minute, I didn't do anything. And Johns has a very wide grin on his face. I'm not even sure what happened between the two of them. Inbound pass comes to to Hawkins. Hawkins will bring it up, ticking down toward 5 minutes left. It is loud in here in the Civic Center. Hawkins on the right side, dribbles toward the top around a Johns screen. Second comes out on Dante. McAuliffe has it now. McAuliffe over to Nordheis. Nordheis between the circles. Back to McAuliffe. McAuliffe on the dribble. In the paint. Drives to the basket. Puts it up. No good. But McAuliffe was fouled. That's going to be on Dykstra, I believe. That should be number four on Jared. It is on Dykstra. So Jared has four fouls. And on the Holland side, Bartholomew has four. He's on the bench. McAuliffe will shoot two for the Dutch. Aiden has 4 points tonight. Aiden shoots well over 80% at the line. McAuliffe's free throw. Swish. Vanderslice back in after a short rest for the Maroons, and Dykstra will sit. So the Maroons will go to their tall lineup. They'll have 6'5", 6'5", and 6'7" in the ball game along the front. The Dutch tallest guy right now is Tyler Johns at 6'3". McAuliffe, second free throw, swish. Holland 50, Holland Christian 43. 4:45 left. Weirdo works against Hawkins. Little bumping by Dante, no whistle. And the ball tipped by Hawkins out of bounds. Weirdo tried to get the ball to Dykstra, and Hawkins knocked it out of bounds. I am right behind the scores table, and the Holland fans are right behind me. Inbounds to Stegging, who will hand it back to Walters. Walters on the dribble against McCall. Spin cycle. Outside to Weirdo. Weirdo back to Walters. Walters looks low, can't find anybody. Back to Weirdo, now to Walters. Bounce pass left of the lane is Vanderslice. Vanderslice matched up against Ramos. To the basket. Shot missed underneath. Tyler Johns, I think, got a piece of the shot. Walters took the rebound away from Hawkins, though. Stegging under the basket. Puts it up. Missed the layup. And Stegging is going to get called for a foul. Stegging took the ball away from Hawkins, had a layup attempt. He missed it. And, oh, check that. They called the foul on Nordheis. I thought the foul was on the rebound. But Nordheis whistled for the foul. So Stegging will shoot two. Stegging it with 13 points tonight. He averages 19 a game. First free throw for Kyle is good. Lake comes in for Nordheis for the Dutch. 50-44 Holland. 4:14 to play. Stegging it will try to pull Holland Christian within five. Free throw for Kyle is good. Nothing but net on that one. And we get another whistle. It looks like somebody threw an object out onto the court. And the official hands it to a fan who throws it in the garbage. Pressure put on by the Maroons. Holland with the ball up by five. They've led by as many as 15. Johns inbounds it to Hawkins. And we're going to get a foul on Walters even before the end. Oh, check that. They're going to call a foul on Hawkins. They called Dante Hawkins for a push-off on Walters. And Paul Chapman can't believe it. That's four on Hawkins. And so the Maroons are going to get the basketball at the stage end with a chance to pull to within three. Oh, because the foul was not a player control foul, we're going to have free throws for the Maroons. And Paul Chapman will take time. It'll be a 60 with 4:14 to go. It is Holland 50, Holland Christian 45. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Ow!
Well, Nathan Walters will go to the free throw line for Highland Christian after the offensive foul on Dante Hawkins. Hawkins pushed off on Walters as he was trying to free himself to get the inbounds pass. Well, wait a minute. No, that's not going to be free throws. It is going to be Highland Christian basketball, but there will not be free throws involved. Maroons will inbound at the stage end. And now Jason Meor is up off the Highland Christian bench. Inbounds comes to Vanderslice, outside to Weirda. Weirda in the corner to Walters for a three. No good. Stegging with the board. Stegging it back outside to Weirda. Now to Dykraft. Dykraft to Weirda. Weirda looks low. Can't find anybody. Now Walters. Walters down the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. Bartholomew with the rebound. And Bartholomew ahead to Nordheis. The Dutch get a stop. They lead by five with 3:45 left. Lake is in the ballgame. Hawkins is not. He's on the bench with four. Here's McCullough over to Bartholomew. Back out to the sophomore, Demetrius Lake. Lake on the dribble. Weirda starts to close out on him. Lake maintains his dribble. Down to 3:25 left. Lake will drive over to Nordheis. Back outside to Lake. Lake out near half court. Down to 3:20 left. Dutch by five and with the ball. Lake on the dribble. Bartholomew comes to set a screen for Demetrius. Lake will circle around, come back out near half court again. Now McAuliffe has it. McAuliffe double team near half court, and we're going to get another timeout by Paul Chapman. This is going to be a 30. We'll keep it right here. This timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. It is Holland 50, Holland Christian 45, and Dante Hawkins on cue just got up off the bench to go to the scorer's table. He sat out a matter of 69 seconds with his four personal fouls, and he'll be back in the ballgame as soon as play resumes. Hawkins has 22. Lake has a dozen for the Dutch. For the Maroons, Steginga with 15, Vanderslice with 13. Team foul situation, 9 team fouls on Holland, 7 on Holland Christian. Possession arrow right now favors the Dutch. Aiden McAuliffe will inbound in front of the scorer's table. McAuliffe looks for someone to pass to, having trouble. Tries to get it into Hawkins. Walters tipped it out of bounds. He tried to claim it went off of Hawkins, but he's not going to win the argument. So the Dutch will keep possession at the baseline, and Tyler Johns will come in. Johns will come in for Ramos. Right now for the Dutch, it's Johns, Hawkins, Lake, McAuliffe, and Bartholomew. For the Maroons, it's Vanderslice, Hawkins, Steginga, Dykraft, and Weirda. Hawkins to inbound. Gets it into McAuliffe. McAuliffe bounces the basketball. It's loose, and Dykraft for the steal. He's got Steginga. Steginga spinning to the basket. Dishes off underneath to Vanderslice. Vanderslice off the window. He scores, and he's fouled. And I think that's on Bartholomew, and if so, he's done. It is on Bartholomew. He fouls out. So, Sam Vanderslice scores off the turnover, and Kyle Bartholomew fouls out with 2:54 to play. He did not have a point tonight. Vanderslice with a three-point play opportunity that could pull the Maroons within two. Free throw on the way by Vanderslice is good. 16 for Sam I.M. 50-48, the Dutch. Holland Christian on a 21-9 run. Lake with it in the front court. On the dribble on the right side. Lake, he's got Weirda chasing him. Lake comes back out from near half court after getting the pass back from John. Now Hawkins with it. Walters starts to close out on Hawkins. 2:30 left. Dutch by a deuce. 50-48. Hawkins puts a move on Walters. Hawkins maintains his dribble on the left side. Hawkins spins on Walters, and we got a whistle and a foul. That's going to be on Walters.
And Dante Hawkins will have a 1-1. First foul on Walters. 18 fouls on Holland Christian. Dykstra back in for the Maroons. Nordheis returns for the Dutch. 2:18 left. A 1-1 for Hawkins tonight. Dante with 22 points. That's a little above his season average. Hawkins, the left-hander, fires. Missed it. That's his first miss from the line tonight. Vanderslice with the rebound. The Maroons can tie with a deuce, take the lead with a triple. They have not led since 5-4 early in the game. Here's a three on the way by Dykes, but it's blocked by John. Ball loose underneath. And the ball went. Walters was the last one to touch it, and he was laying on the baseline as he and Anders Nordheis got their feet tangled up. McAuliffe in for Nordheis for the Dutch. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left. Pressure put out on the backcourt by the Maroons. Tyler Johns to inbound it at the stage. Dutch trying to get somebody open. Maroons doing a good job denying the inbounds. Finally, Hawkins gets the inbound, and Walters is going to get called for a reach-in. And now it's the Maroons faithful that aren't happy with the calls. So Hawkins will get a chance to redeem himself as he goes back to the line. Dante 6-for-7 from the line tonight. 2:03 left, Dutch by a deuce. That is team foul number 9 on Holland Christian. The Dutch have 10 team fouls, so the Maroons are in the double bonus. Big free throws for Hawkins here. Hawkins fires. Yes! That makes it a 3-point Dutch lead, 51-48. One more free throw for Hawkins. Hawkins eyes the rim, sends it on its way, yes! Dutch put pressure on in the backcourt. 52-48 Holland. We tick down toward 2 minutes left. Walters with it in the front court for Holland Christian. Over to Steginga. Steginga drives past late toward the baseline. Loses the basketball. Steginga gets it back, though. Back outside to Walters. Now to Weirdo. Weirdo will settle it down. Now Walters. Walters with a three from the top. It's good! Nathan Walters with a triple. And the Maroons are within one. Holland 52, Holland Christian 51, 1:35 to play. Hawkins with it in the front court. Hawkins being guarded by Walters. Walters chasing him. Hawkins maintains his dribble, drives toward the basket, goes underneath, kicks it outside to Nordheis, who sends it over to Lake. Lake out near half court. Lake on the dribble. Lake is double teamed, has the ball knocked away by Dykstra out of bounds. And it's going to say Dutch basketball with 1:11 left. All aces, Ron Weatherby. McAuliffe will come in for Nordheis. And Jason Mayor will take time. It'll be a 60 with 1:11 left. It is Holland 52, Holland Christian 51. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. One minute, 11 seconds to play in regulation here at the Civic Center. It is 52-51, the Dutch. Holland Christian has outscored Holland 26-10 since the midway part of the third quarter. Inbounds comes to Hawkins. He'll retrieve it in the backcourt. Both teams are in the double bonus now. Hawkins on the dribble against Walters. Comes back out. Over to McAuliffe. The Dutch try to play keep away. Maroon sent two guys after the basketball. Hawkins weaving his way through traffic. Dishes off to McAuliffe. McAuliffe double near half court. McAuliffe in trouble, and he's going to have to take time as Walters and Dykstra nearly knocked it away from him. We'll keep it right here. It'll be a full timeout. 52 seconds left. 52-51 Holland. Let's reset the game for you. 10 team fouls on Holland. 9 on Holland Christian. So every foul the rest of the way is a two-shot foul. The possession arrow favors the Dutch in case of a held ball situation. And I'm not sure on the timeout situation, how many timeouts left, but I have a feeling Paul Chapman is down to maybe one or maybe completely out now because he's used quite a few of them here in just the last few minutes. 52 seconds left in regulation. This is the first of two meetings between Holland and Holland Christian in the next 6 days. We'll be at the Dutch Dome next Friday for the game between these two teams. We'll be on the air beginning at 7:10 on WHTC and WHTC.com. First place at stake here in the OK Green. Aiden McAuliffe will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Fans making a lot of noise here in this building. McAuliffe to inbound it. Gets it to Johns. Back to McAuliffe. McAuliffe sees an opening but can't take advantage of it. McAuliffe is fouled on a reach-in. Max Weirda came within an eyelash and taken it away, but he got a piece of the wrist of Aiden McAuliffe. And McAuliffe, the 6'3 senior, will go to the line to shoot two. He's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. He has 6 points. He averages 11 on the season. And Nathan Walters lifts his hands up, urging the Maroon platoon to make some noise as McAuliffe shoots. First free throw, no good. McAuliffe will have one more. That rimmed in and out for McAuliffe. Nordyce getting ready to check in. I presume for McAuliffe if Aiden makes this foul shot. Chapman wants him in for defensive purposes. Second free throw. Good. So McAuliffe with 7. 53-51 Holland. 47 seconds left. Holland Christian has not led since 5-4 early in the ballgame. Inbounds comes to Walters. Walters has it knocked away by Hawkins, but he retrieves it. Ahead to Dykstra. Back to Walters. 40 seconds left. Hawkins continuing pressure. He's got 4 fouls on him. Walters dishes off underneath to Dykstra, and Dykstra's got a layup. We're tied. 53-53. 30 seconds left. Everybody on their feet here at the Civic Center. 20 seconds left. Hawkins with it. The Dutch will play for one. And Hawkins, I'm sure, is going to keep it himself. Hawkins has 2 guys chasing him. Lake has it now. Down to 10. Down to 8. Down to 7. Lake with it. Lake's going to attack. 5. Lake with a 3. Left side. Yes! And the Dutch. Is it over yet? The Dutch win it. Demetrius Lake, who was played on the junior varsity 2 weeks ago. Props in a three-pointer from the left side. Wait a minute, it's not over yet, I don't believe. Holland Christian was able to get a timeout. The official is going to put 2 seconds back on the clock. Nathan Walters was denying the basketball to Dante Hawkins, so the sophomore Demetrius Lake hits a 3 from the left side. It is Holland 56, Holland Christian 53. The officials coming over for a word with Paul Chapman. Jason Meor was signaling for a timeout right as the ball went through the basket. Well, I said a couple of weeks ago, I talked to somebody in a restaurant, and they said, there's a really good guard that's playing on the junior varsity level that may be on the varsity before the end of the season, named Demetrius Lake. And, boy, this guy knows his stuff, apparently, because Lake has come up huge here in this ball game, and none bigger than just a moment ago. Lake with 15, Hawkins with 24. Now the Maroons are going to have to. The Maroons have Dykraft, Steginga, Weirda, and Dykstra. They're all capable of hitting the three. And the Dutch may want a foul here with the three-point lead. And Paul Chapman's going to take time. It's going to be a 60. 2 seconds left here at the Civic Center. 56-53, Holland with the lead.
This has been an incredible game. The Dutch led at 33-19 at the half. They led 41-26 early in the third. But the Maroons came back and finally pulled even at 53 on Justin Dykgraff's layup with 32 seconds left. The Dutch opted to play for one. They wanted Dante Hawkins to take the shot. Once Hawkins passed off to Lake, Nathan Walters was draped all over Dante, so Hawkins could not get the return pass. So Demetrius Lake took a three from the left side and nailed it. And it was a no-doubter. The Maroons break the huddle. Nathan Walters will inbound it for Holland Christian. I presume he'll try and air it out. He's got a really good arm. We might see the football length pass to either Steginga or Dykgraff. Steginga is on the left side. Dykgraff is at the top of the circle. Nordyce is matched up against Steginga. Trent Ramos is against Tech. That they're going to move Lake over to front Dykgraff. Walters to inbound it. He's got to throw it over Tyler Johns. Into the front court. Tipped by Lake. And Lake with the interception. And it's all over. Demetrius Lake hits a three-pointer. And then he intercepts the inbound pass. And the Dutch win it. Holland High moves into sole possession of first place in the OK Green with a 56-53 win over Holland Christian at the Civic Center. Let's take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. This is Greg Chandler back with you at the Civic Center, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. And what may be the game of the year so far in high school basketball in the area just concluded. A first-place showdown between the Dutch of Holland and the Holland Christian Maroons. It literally came down to the final seconds, and the Dutch pull it out 56-53 to take over sole possession of first place in the OK Green. Holland now 6-1 in league play, 13-2 overall. Holland Christian falls to 10-4, 5-2 in the Green. They fall back into a tie for first, or tie for first, second rather, with Zealand West in the OK Green race. Here's how it happened. The Dutch got off to a strong start. The lead changed hands several times in the first 3 minutes. But the Dutch finally took the lead, and at 7-5 on a three-point basket by Hawkins, and the Dutch maintained the lead pretty much the entire way. It was 18-10 Holland after one quarter as Hawkins scored 11 first-quarter points. The Dutch extended the lead to 33-19 at the half, and early in the third quarter it was Holland 41, Holland Christian 26. But then the Maroons got going. They started attacking the basket. They got baskets, and if they didn't get baskets, they got fouled and got to the line, or sometimes they got both and ended up with three-point plays. The Maroons closed out the third quarter on a run. They cut the lead to 47-40 at the end of three. And then in the fourth quarter, Holland Christian continued to rally, and finally they pulled even at 53-53 on a basket by Justin Dykgraff, a layup with 32 seconds remaining. That was the first time it had been tied since 2-2 in the first minute of the ball game. But then the Dutch had the possession, and they played for one shot. Dante Hawkins, I presume, was going to be the guy to take the shot for Holland. Hawkins got the ball. He passed off to Demetrius Lake, the sophomore guard, and Nathan Walters, the Holland Christian guard, who I thought played some really good defense today, just put a blanket on Hawkins and denied him the basketball. So that left Lake with the basketball and only one move left. Lake drove to the left side, saw a little bit of a gap, and he took a three-pointer from the left side that hit nothing but the bottom of the net, and that gave the Dutch a three-point lead. Holland Christian called time, 2 seconds left. Nathan Walters tried a long pass into the front court, and Demetrius Lake, who just hit the shot a moment earlier, intercepted the pass, which was intended for Justin Dykgraff,
and the Dutch prevail 56-53. When we come back, we'll have more of the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show, and we'll go over the scoring in the contest. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show here from the Civic Center. And very few people have left the building after the electrifying finish with the Dutch winning it over the Maroons 56-53. Here's the scoring in the contest for Holland Christian. They were led by Sam Vanderslice. He had 16 points. He had a very strong game, and he did a great job against Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'10 Holland center. He was able to get Bartholomew in foul trouble, which led to Bartholomew fouling out of the ballgame with just under 3 minutes remaining. Kyle Steginga added 15 points. Those two combined for 31 of Holland Christian's 53 points. Jared Dykstra had a couple of threes in the ballgame. He ended up with 8 points. Nathan Walters had six. Justin Dykgraff had five, including... let me check that. Dykstra actually had 7 points. I stand corrected. Nick Hill had three. That was it for the scoring for the Maroons. Max Weirda did not score. And that was it as far as the Maroons' scoring was concerned. For Holland High, the Dutch were led by Dante Hawkins. Hawkins had 24 points today, a little bit above his season average. And he had another very, very strong ball game. And even though he didn't score the final basket, he figured in the final play because he was able to get the ball to Lake, and while the Maroons were focused on Hawkins, Lake was hitting the winning shot. And speaking of Demetrius Lake, Demetrius, the sophomore guard, again, he was playing on the JV just a couple of weeks ago, had 15 points tonight. Checking the rest of the Holland scoring, not much. 3 points for Mason Rosado, three for Tyler Johns, two for Trent Ramos, two for Andres Nordice, and Aiden McAuliffe had seven, adding up to a final total of 56 for the Dutch. Now, Holland will play Reese Puffer on the road on Tuesday, as I believe that's the last of a stretch of five consecutive road games for Holland. And they'll be back home. Their next home game will be Friday night, and guess who they play? Yep. The very same Holland Christian Maroons. It'll be 7:10 tip time or thereabouts after the varsity girls game. We will be on the air at that 7:10 time here on WHTC and WHTC.com. Earlier in the varsity girls game, it was Holland Christian over Holland by a score of 54-32. Taking a look at, I'd like to thank a lot of folks who made our broadcast possible tonight. Many thanks to Dave Engbers, the athletic director at Holland Christian, as well as Ben Farkas and Mike Clark and the other folks at Holland High School. Many thanks to Brent Allen, who came over and set up early for me today as I was coming in from out of town. So many thanks to Brent for coming over here and helping me with the setup tonight. Lindsay Michaels back at the studio turning the dials. Thank you, Lindsay. And as always, we thank our many advertisers for their support of local high school athletics here in the Holland Zealand area. That's going to do it here from the Civic Center. I'm Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight in a thriller, Holland High 59, Holland Christian, check that, Holland High 56 and Holland Christian 53.